Good afternoon, MGM.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Matt there?
He is not. Can I take a message for him?
Sure. Does he happen to have maybe a voicemail if that's more convenient?
He doesn't have voicemail.
Oh, he doesn't? He's old school. Okay. Well, maybe by chance, is there like an office manager or a CFO or somebody who's in charge of the finances? Or is that on Matt Steele around? Is there somebody like that around? That's on Matt? Okay, yeah. I can definitely leave my information with you then.
Okay.
Okay. My name's Nico. That's Niko.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from Cardiff. That's spelled Cardiff, as in Frank. Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And then my phone number is 858-779-0432. And can you just let Matt know it's in regards to a finance offer we sent out to the business? I think it was about 2 weeks ago. It was a mail that we sent out, so I'm not sure if you happen to come across it or anything like that.
I haven't seen it.
No? So, all right, do you do the mail? Like, what do you?
I do.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Sometimes
it does it.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes that happens. That's why we you know, touch base, check on, see if you guys happen to come across it. Does Matt maybe have an email I can reach him at, so I can shoot him over a message of what it was regarding?
It's Matt@MGMEnterprises.
Matt@MGMEnterprises.net. Has Matt mentioned anything around, like, about doing any type of you know, large projects where he might need some additional capital or things like that? Or does he kind of keep that to himself?
He mostly keeps all that to himself.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem. How's business been for you guys?
Slow.
Slow? What's the reason for that?
Oil field. We live in Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
The oil field affects everybody.
Oh, really? It has that much of an effect?
Yeah, that and coal. Yeah.
Oh, and coal? Yeah, see, I'm over here on the West Coast, so I'm not too familiar with, like, how the local markets over there are affected by, I guess, things such as oil and coal.
Oh,
It
affects the whole community, whole state.
Really? I mean, is that sort of like a seasonal thing? Is there like times of the year where that happens, or is it just all around so far this year?
Well, ever since Obama.
Yeah? Was that one of the reasons?
That's a big reason.
No, you know, I feel you. There's a lot of, I guess, you know, animosity towards the way that people have seen the way that the oil's been handled lately.
Yeah.
I mean, has this election year kind of like put a little bit more umph back into you guys, considering that, you know, there's two potential candidates that might help oil?
No, because, I don't know, generally around here, and we go through this when we have a Democrat most of the time, right at election year, it gets really bad.
Okay.
After the election, it'll pick back up, depending on who we get.
Right. No, that is true.
It took Obama to a second term to actually put a hurt on us this time.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was like the big obstacle for you guys to grow then as a business?
Well, the EPA and, I mean, everything just puts a damper on the business. The coal, not being able to ship coal because of production. It just, yeah, because we have railroad, coal mines, and pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
So it, yeah.
So, I mean, like, how would you guys be able to get out of that if, let's say, legislation didn't have that much of an effect on, you know, the area? Are there, like, ways that you guys have thought about, like, trying to grow in particular?
Well, we do a lot of general construction. We went to building buildings and fencing and what I say about the oil field and coal, oil field locations have to be built. We do a lot of dirt work. So if they're not building locations because they're not putting in more wells, then we don't build pads.
So you guys have to kind of like go off and venture off into like different fields then,
yep,
try and make ways to make money.
Yep.
Wow, that seems like a really difficult situation, especially since how long you guys been in business?
20 years.
20 years, especially with 20 years on your guys' belt, and you know how this can affect you guys that much.
Yeah, and it's not just us; it's most everybody around here.
Wow,
people from different parts of the country don't understand. Everybody always talks about how bad coal and oil and, you know, for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coal actually burns clean. When you see a coal stack from a power plant, what you see coming out is vapors. It is not smoke.
Right, it's the water vapors.
It's the water vapors, but tell that to a tree hugger.
Hey, you're not wrong. I'm the same way. The people are—they're just so oblivious to actually, digging a little bit deeper, getting the details about what actually happens, or even just talking to somebody who's in the industry. They just follow mainstream media who tells them, "Oh, that's smoke coming out of those chimneys over there." When it's nope,
it's not.
No, you guys are wrong.
And people don't understand, coal is what produces electricity.
Yeah, that's the funny part. Everybody wants to move over to electric cars, more solar panels, things like that, but they don't get that the utility, like, companies need coal so that they can provide that.
A wind farm, it costs, I forget what the exact price is, but, I mean, it's a lot to build one windmill, and they have those wind farms.
Mm-hmm.
They're not feasible. But no,
they don't produce that much energy in the first place.
No, but it's clean
energy. Yeah. We put the quotes on that word.
Yeah, but if you go back and look where a coal mine has been, where they have blasted and then reclaimed the area,
mm-hmm.
because they only do so much at a time, and then they're constantly reclaiming new vegetation. I mean, it looks way better than it did. It's not just sagebrush.
I think people just have a very huge misunderstanding of the industry as a whole.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? That's probably one of the reasons why it hurts business over there.
A loss of lots and lots of jobs, and which is more welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Which means more money coming out of the taxpayers. Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything's like a pinwheel. Everything's connected somehow.
Mm-hmm.
When one thing's affected, everything else gets affected. And you wouldn't think it either.
Well, that's just like, we're not working in construction and oil and gas. Well, that hits all the stores. That hits all the restaurants. That hits all the bars. That hits all the everything.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not working, we're not spending money at other places.
Yeah, it doesn't drive the local economy.
No, yeah, it ruins it.
Man, I feel as if people on the West Coast and East Coast are kind of just in our own little bubbles. I mean, you hear that all the time, like California. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're in their own little bubble. I mean, we're here in San Diego, and people always say, oh, yeah, you guys have it great. You know, you don't have to worry about, like, real life, what's happening towards the middle of the country right now.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Louisiana. Like, people, you know, losing their homes over things because of the flood.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Hopefully, we'll get somebody different.
Hopefully. That's my hope as well. We need a little change right now.
Yeah. And I'm not necessarily saying that all the candidates we have are ideal.
No, yeah, you know.
Can we just start from scratch?
Yeah, you know, that would be very nice if we could do something like that. It would be nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't want to hold you from work right now. Is there, maybe a better time to follow up with Matt?
Well, he is generally in and out. Okay. There's no telling. Because
it's the boss. He can come in whenever he wants.
Yeah, he's the owner. He does what he wants.
Exactly. So. That must be nice, too.
That's what I say.
Okay. Wait, remind me what your name was again.
It's Crystal.
Crystal. You know, Crystal, I appreciate, you know, helping me out here and kind of letting me learn a little bit more about, you know, what's going on over there and how the oil is affecting you guys and everything else.
Yep.
All right. All right. I got to go here, but it was great talking to you. If you don't mind just passing that note along to Matt, I'd appreciate that. All right, you have a great rest of the day now.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.